It's time for today's Daily Devotional, and this week our series is Asking for a Friend. We're asking those tough questions and getting some opinions on that. Today's scripture focus is Hebrews 11:1, and now faith is the substance of all things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How can you believe in something that you can't see or prove? That's the question we're asking today. I want to give you a little bit about my background. I grew up in a Baptist family. We went to church. Our family basically built the church outside of Butler, Georgia. My granddaddy was a deacon. My grandmother taught Sunday school. And when I say they built the church, I mean literally, like they built it from ground up, structure and all, and majority of the congregation were family members out there. But now, later on in life, when my mom was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, everything kind of changed for me. I became very, very bitter. And if I'm honest with you right now, I'll tell you that I kind of stopped praying. I felt like God just had it out for me, because we had just lost my grandmother and my granddaddy, and now we were losing my mother. So I couldn't really grasp why all of my people were passing away. And shortly after my mom passed, my best friend in the world passed away as well. So we had grown up side by side, hand in hand. I kept moving forward into my radio career, which I was at that point, and ended up back in Dothan, Alabama for a second time. And there was a lady there named Laura who used to stop by my office just to pray. I could never understand it. Like, she would walk in and say, "Hey, can I pray for you?" I was kind of sitting on the top of the radio world at the time. I had awards lined in my office walls, and the morning show was number one in the market. But inside, I was so hollow, just empty and feeling so alone. I had people in my life, but I was doing things like drinking and drinking myself into a darkness and kind of taking pills, prescribed pills that landed me in the hospital. So when I woke up that day, I could hear music in the back of my mind. There were songs that kind of reminded me of the church that I had grown up in. And in that moment, I knew that God was speaking to me and telling me that your time here isn't up. I put you here on purpose, and that purpose hasn't been fulfilled yet. So when people ask me, how do you believe in a God that you can't see, feel, or touch, I tell them that real Christian faith isn't about closing your eyes and hoping for the best. It's about closing your eyes and hoping for the best. It's more so rooted in something that's way far deeper. It's rooted in history that Jesus lived, he died, and he rose again. And it's rooted in experience that's real, raw, sometimes painful, like some of the experiences I've been through, and redemptive experiences like mine as well. So let's be honest. Faith can feel like a big ask, right? I mean, believing in a God that you can't see or touch, trusting that he hears your prayers when all you hear is silence, that's a valid question. A lot of people ask it, and one many believers wrestle at some point with. But think about this. We believe in things we can't see every single day. You can't see gravity, yet you trust it will hold you to the ground, and you can't physically hold time, but we schedule our life around it. And you can't see love, but you know it's real because of how it moves people, how to serve and how to forgive. So faith in God works much in the same way. We may not see him with our eyes, but we can see the evidence of his presence in the answered prayers, in the change of hearts, divine peace, and moments of unexplainable strength in the middle of a struggle. So faith isn't blind. It's based on the evidence that we can't see. And even when we can't see everything so clearly, that's one of our problems. We want to see everything so clearly. So that's kind of where we're at today and what we're discussing. We're asking the hard questions, asking for a friend. And as we come to you today in prayer, God, thank you for never giving up on us, even when we walk away. Help us to trust you when we can't see clearly, and remind us that real faith is not based on what we feel, but it's based on what we know to be true. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.